My brothers and sisters, greetings from us in the mighty name of Jesus. We are privileged once more again to hear from the Lord, and I hope that all is well with everyone who is a participant in this daily devotion. We want to continue with our sharing about the four giants. Yeah, at this time, we shall continue with our sharing from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 21. We shall read from verse 15 to 17. Moreover, the Philistine had yet war again with Israel, and David went down and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint. And Ishi-Pipinopu, which was of the sons of the giants, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him, and smote the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David swore to him, saying, "You shall go no more out with us to battle, that you quench not the light of Israel." So Ishi-Pipinopu was the second giant, and we see that this giant was from the same family of Goliath. Yeah, this was just one family. Yeah, Goliath was the eldest in that family. And we see here the second giant was called Ishi-Pipinopu. Yeah, Goliath, he had a spear, and the spear of Goliath was weighing 600 shekels. When you read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting from verse 1. And here we see this second giant, he had a spear, and the weight of his spear is 300 shekels. So the second giant, his spear was a half the weight of that of Goliath. And also this giant, Ishi-Pipinopu, he had the second weapon, which was a new sword. All these were just symbolic of the forces of darkness that was coming to fight and weaken the church. So the purpose of these two weapons, they were aiming to weaken David. That is why the Bible says, "And David waxed faint." This is the age that the enemy is fighting so hard, using principalities and powers to weaken the fellowship. Many fellowships have been weakened by these two weapons, the spear of this giant, and also the new sword. And the Bible says in the book of Isaiah that even younger people will faint. And the Bible also says that the love of many will get faint, or the love of many will get cold. So this giant, he came with a strategy, not just to kill Israel, but to make them faint, to make them weak. And he did not come to weaken the ordinary men of Israel or the ordinary soldier. He was aiming to weaken the leader of the Israeli army, who was David. The Church of Jesus Christ is a very capable and a very strong church. So the enemy knows very well that there is no way he will overcome this church. So the enemy has come with a strategy to weaken the church, to weaken prayer peace, to weaken fellowship from one another, to weaken also the relationship of many ministers, and to weaken also relationship between brothers and sisters, and between sisters and sisters and brothers and brothers. That is why we need to strengthen our relationship in Christ Jesus, relationship with one another, as we see the day of the Lord approaching. So the purpose of this giant, he was there aiming to weaken King David, who was a great captain of warfare. So my dear brothers and sisters, you need to understand that this spiritual warfare is not a carnal, or you cannot fight it with carnal weapons. That is why this man came with two weapons. One was a spear which was weighing 300 shekels. You remember in the book of Judges, we see a man of God by the name of Gideon. And Gideon, when he was told by God to reduce his army, God reduced the army of Gideon to 300 men. By 300 men, Gideon overcame the hosts of powers of the enemy. So the number 300 was showing supernatural power over death. That is why God used the 300 men, armed with the 300 trumpets, and also he was possessing the light, and he used the two to overcome the enemy. So we also see in the book of Genesis, the man of God by the name of Enoch, he walked with God 300 years. So we see that when Enoch was walking with God, he walked with God 300 years and he was no more. So the days of Enoch walking with God was 300. That was supernatural power over death, and Enoch did not die. Also in the ark of Noah, in the book of Genesis, we see that the ark of Noah was 300 cubits. So it was supernatural power that lifted the ark upon the flood. So we possess the supernatural power which is lifting the church above every situation and above every condition. This same supernatural power is lifting you and me above every circumstances and obstacles. As long as we have this 300 number, that is the number which the enemy fears so much. That is why the enemy came with a strategy, with a spear, which had weight of 300 shekels, which was showing impersonation of Christianity, so that he can weaken the Christians who are having this anointing or supernatural number, yet to overcome the power of death and the power of the enemy. Also, we see that this giant, he was possessing a new sword. And the purpose of the sword is to fight the enemy in close range. And the spear was to fight the enemy in a long range. So the enemy is using powers and principalities to use the two weapons to fight the Christians, or to fight the people of God, using long range weapon and also using short-range weapon. And short-range weapon is the sword. When your enemy is in close contact with you, you don't use a spear, you use the sword. And the new sword was showing that the enemy will come with the impersonation. He will come as an angel of light. He will come as a judge. He will come as a Christian movement, and he will deceive many with the new sword. All this charismatic movement you are seeing all over the world is the enemy's weapon, which is called the new sword. But when you read in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, Jesus Christ is telling us about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is the two-edged sword. It is not new, it is not old, it is fresh. Every time we have the sword of the Spirit, it has power to discern, it has power even to defy tomorrow. So when the enemy is coming with a new sword, the Lord Jesus has given us the original sword, the sword of the King. And this sword is very powerful. That is the same sword that King Solomon used, yeah, to clear the case of the two women prostitutes who are accusing one another. All this accusation that is going on in various movements of Christianity will be stopped by the sword of King Solomon, because Solomon said, bring me the sword. And when the sword was brought, he said, okay, divide the living baby and give one half and one half. There is no way we shall go to heaven with a half Christianity. We shall reach heaven with full Christianity, with the fullness of all that the Lord requires. There is no way you will reach heaven with a half Christianity or a half of love. We need the fullness of the word. So we see here, when David was now waxing faint, there is a man by the name of Abishai. This was the soldier. Abishai was the son of Zeruiah, and Zeruiah was the sister to David. So it is showing here the relationship between the church and also the Lord Jesus. We have a relationship with blood, and Jesus shed his own precious blood, and that blood has given us a relationship. So Abishai had blood relation with David. So we are a co-workers with Christ Jesus. That is why Abishai was representing encouragers on this way. In order for you to succeed in this journey, you need encouragers. We need encouragers, brothers and sisters, to encourage us on this way. Encouragers are very, very important. They are symbolizing your petrol or power station on the way. When you are driving your car and the fuel gauge is reading low and you see a signpost saying petrol station ahead, that is the time you'll be encouraged and you say, okay, now I will refill my tank and continue. So Abishai came to rescue David. We need one another to strengthen one another, to empower one another with the word of God. So when David was waxing faint, he was showing that the enemy was aiming to weaken the fellowship between one another. But we have Abishai, men of courage, the ministry which will raise the standard to encourage the church, to strengthen the church, and make the church to be very strong. This is the time to strengthen one another. It is not a time to weaken one another. When you see a minister doing the work of the Lord somewhere, don't undermine him, but strengthen him, encourage him. That spirit also attacked the church of Jesus when he was here on earth. It entered James and John. They came to report to Jesus that we saw some other people casting demons and they are not one of us. And they told Jesus, give us permission so that we can stop them. And Jesus said, anybody who is working or casting demons in my name is one of us. So he rebuked that spirit from the disciples. So we see that it was just a spirit which was undermining to weaken the church. So we see here, Abishai came with the sword, the original sword, and he smote that man, the giant, and killed him, and David was very strong. This is the time to remove every giant problems, every giant obstacles, and any spirit of carnality which is becoming a giant in your life. The Lord has given you a power and anointing to finish them and to crush them in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says here in verse 17, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swore to him, saying, you shall go no more out with us to battle, that you quench not the light of Israel. The Bible says in the book of Thessalonians that do not quench the spirit. So the enemy wanted to quench the spirit, but Abishai stood in the gap and he threatened David, who was representing Christians who are on this earth. So we see the purpose of this second giant. Yeah, he wanted to fight the anointing that the Lord has placed on David. Also, the enemy is fighting the anointing. He knows that the anointing will break the yoke of the enemy. So the enemy is busy fighting the anointing. But the Lord is increasing the anointing in the bride, is increasing the anointing in the ministry, is increasing even the anointing of the spoken word. There is no way the anointing will decrease. The enemy is fighting so hard. But my brothers and sisters, we are a privileged people in this generation. The Lord is with us and he said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. So the second giant was killed. And the same giant which is fighting your life will be killed also, because you have the anointing. And the Lord is with us. Thank you so much for the sharing. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless us all as we continue this series of the four giants. Thank you so much for your prayers and support and encouragement. Thank you so much. Be blessed. Amen.